Hello, welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. We are back with our guest, Mark Lasanti, who is as nervous as the typical podcast trivia guest is coming in, but I promise you're going to do fine, Mark.
I expect nothing more than total destruction of me.
Well, remember, all these questions are written by me, so if you do poorly, it's because of poorly written questions, not poorly thought out answers.
All right, that's okay. Promising.
At the very least, the number to beat is 87. 87 is our lowest all-time score. So if you beat 87...
I could beat that.
If you beat 87, you're going to be totally
87 fine. Sounds really high. I think I could...
Well, it's out of 200. It's out of 200, so...
Even so.
And it's not... fine. All right, so the way it works is we have four different different categories. We start with current events toss-ups. These are worth five points apiece. There are 10 of them, all based off things happening in the world of television and, in a couple of cases, movies, in the fairly recent future. So, are you ready, Mark?
Let's do it.
Okay, question number one. What player did the CFL's Montreal Alouettes just signed a two-year deal with?
Oh, God. Manny? Manny Ramirez? I don't know.
That is incorrect. Michael Sam.
Right.
That's a good warm-up.
Oh, wow. I was in the wrong sport.
Yes. The Alouettes. The Montreal Alouettes.
Yeah, that's CFL. Oh, I'm an idiot. See how, see how badly this is going?
People always
this
say...
This is a guy who works at a sports website. Good job, me.
See, don't worry. First off, almost everyone I've had on this podcast works on a sports website or does some sort of sports-related thing, and they are going to do a lot.
That Michael Sam thing was like today, wasn't it?
I think it was in the last 20
minutes. All right.
Question number two is a lot harder. Question number two. Name any one of the three teams the U.S. women's team will play in Group D of the Women's World Cup starting next week.
Mexico.
That's incorrect. Australia, Nigeria, and Sweden.
All right.
Question number three. What NFL quarterback appeared on the final episode of Late Show with David Letterman?
Peyton Manning.
Correct for 5 points.
All right.
I have a bell, by the way. One of my favorite jokes about my bell, by the way. It took me like 4 or 5.
I thought that was my heart in my chest. It finally gave me one.
That's you having the discovery at the end of the episode of Mad Men while meditating that you're gonna sell.
I'm ready to sell some soda.
Yes, ready to sell some. You should. You know what? I feel like people should start using Peyton Manning to sell things. That will be your revelation. People should start doing that.
Maybe like some inedible pizza.
Yeah, or anything. Like literally anything in the world.
Inedible is a strong word, but edible only when soaked in garlic sauce.
Yeah, well, and while standing aside a man that clearly...
This trivia contest has been brought to you by Papa John's.
Yes.
Inedible, but for the garlic sauce.
Yes, with a CEO who clearly has been partying for about 48 consecutive hours. all right. Question number four. What Washington Nationals player currently leads baseball in war?
That would be Bryce Harper.
Correct for 5 points. As I was about to say earlier, it took me four podcasts to realize, looking around for the right bell sound on my computer, to realize I
wait a minute, that's not an actual bell?
It is an actual bell. It took me like four to realize, oh, I can just buy a bell.
Oh, okay.
I can just buy a bell, so I bought a bell. All right, question number five. What hitter leads the 2015 Yankees in war?
Wait, I know this. It is... Which war?
Baseball reference.
It's Ellsbury, isn't it?
That is incorrect. Mark Teixeira. Question number six. What pitcher leads the 2015 Yankees in war? Baseball reference edition.
Michael Pineda.
That is also incorrect.
What?
Dylan Betances. If you go to that is in fact Dylan Betances, which is a surprise to me as well.
That's a huge surprise.
But I guess
that seven-run inning really hurt.
All right, question number seven. Within 15 pounds, how much does the Mets official bio claim that Bartolo Colon weighs?
I will go with 275.
Correct. The number is 285.
All right.
And I assume if they list him as 285.
I know how fat Bartolo Colon is.
I assume he's 340 if they're listing him at 285. all right, question number eight. Name three of the four teams remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Three of the four?
Yes.
The Blackhawks, Tampa Bay, New York Rangers.
That's correct. You don't get bonus for saying Emilio Estevez's own.
Mighty Ducks, who, yeah, Emilio Estevez really lost his mind on Twitter.
He was fired up. Also, it's very funny because when that was happening, and it was amazing to me that someone mentioned the name of his character in the Mighty Ducks. And I had forgotten, I'm going to look it up now because I'd forgotten, like, oh, yeah, I actually know Gordon Bombay.
Yeah.
Like, I'd forgotten, like, that I knew that.
I'm going to pretend that I remembered Bombay, but I remembered Gordon. Gordon something.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Alf. So, of course, there's Gordon Shumway. All right. Question number 9. What team left in the NBA playoffs most recently won a championship?
Ah, that's a good one.
I'm a genius.
Ooh, that's really hard. It's got to be Golden State.
That is incorrect. Houston. Ah. The Houston Rockets.
Oh, right.
The Houston Rockets. And question number 10. As of this precise moment, the moment when we speak right now, what is the highest grossing domestic movie of 2015?
As of this moment, yes. It's Furious 7.
That is incorrect. It is the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Really? Wow.
Go to a Box Office Mojo. Would not lie to me. It better not lie
it
to
passed
you.
It. Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna double check this right now, just to make sure I'm not crazy.
You sure after this weekend?
Okay. Yes. Right now, Furious 7 is at $347.7 million. Avengers: Age of Ultron is at $411.4 million.
I'm gonna let you in on a very important fact. Nobody cares about domestic box office anymore. Will.
Oh wow.
It's all about the international.
Okay. Well, fine. Let's look at international. International chart. It's still Avengers. Maybe not. I don't know. But
I think Fury 7's up to $1.5 billion internationally, and Avengers is somewhere around $1.2 billion.
Well, this is why I said domestic, Mark.
I know.
Okay.
Well, so I'm coming up with numbers. I hope they're correct.
20. So that's 20. So that's a rocky start, but
right.
There's still plenty of time to go. There's still plenty of time to go. All right. The next is topical. I will give you an overarching question, and then each of these worth 5 points apiece are a break off of that question. Like, for example, if I said, name the managers of the following baseball teams, and then I would say Arizona Diamondbacks, Boston Red Sox, so on. So the overarching category, overarching question here is, I'm going to give you a year and a World Series that the Yankees won. You tell me who they beat.
Oh,
you
wow.
Tell me who they beat.
So there's going to be 5 of them?
There will be 10. There are 10 of these.
Oh, 10.
10 of these for 5 points apiece.
All right.
All right, question number 1. 1998.
98 was the Padres.
Correct for 5 points. Number 2, 2009.
That was Philadelphia.
Correct for 5 points. Number 3, 1964.
Oh, Jesus. I literally have no idea.
You know, I just pick a National League team.
You know, the way the World Series works is they generally play a National League team.
I don't want to give it.
Let's say St. Louis, just to put a dagger in your heart, one way or the other.
I'm totally T.O. now. I'm totally Uncle I'm going to say Salta Lamacchia.
I'm much better at the ones in my lifetime, I'm going to be honest.
That is correct for 5 points. That was
all right.
Question number 4, 1999.
Oh, 99 was Padres. The Mets was 2000.
Well, we're not talking about 2000, Mark. We're talking about 1999.
Yeah, I should know this. Padres was 98, and then in the middle, it wasn't the Braves again, was it? The Braves?
Correct for 5 points.
Yeah, 96. All right.
Question number 5, 2000.
The New York Mets.
Correct ding. For 5 points. I got my own ding, thank you.
Ding.
Question number 6, 1981.
They lost in 1981.
Did they?
They lost to the Dodgers, I think, in 1981.
Okay, you got all the answers there.
Was that a trick question, or did you just have that wrong?
That was just a mistake.
They won in 77 and 78 and then lost to the Dodgers in 81.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, 81, you now get 5 points for that, for uncovering my mistake. So, well
done.
Right. I should give you an extra point for that, but I think the thrill of having embarrassed me is probably
that's
enough.
Great. I got you on the Cardinals, and now I got you on that.
This is nothing but pain. The Cardinals, anyway. I'm not talking about the Cardinals.
You'll have the last laugh, but I'm laughing now.
Fred Bird, Lives Matter. Question number 7, 1996.
That was the Braves.
correct for 5 points. Hey, smart guy, 1977.
77 was...
You just said it about 5 seconds ago while mocking me for 81.
It was the Dodgers, yeah.
Correct for 5 points.
Yeah.
I would have actually given you that one even if you would have gotten it wrong. That would have been. Okay, question number 9. 1961.
Let's say the Giants.
That is incorrect. The Cincinnati Reds. And question number 10, 1932.
32. Let's say Philly.
That is incorrect. Shocking as it may be for the normal human mortal mind to comprehend, there was a point in human history that the Chicago Cubs made World Series, and that is them in 1932.
God. Yes.
Thankfully, those days are long behind us. Okay, so that you have 40 points. You're in good shape now. You only need 29 points to stay out of last. I like your odds.
With how many more to go?
You still have 2 more categories left, but you're gonna make it. So the next is team nicknames. There are 5 of these. I give you the team and their affiliation. For example, if I said the New York American League Baseball team, if you did not know the answer was Yankees, you could ask for a hint. I would tell you they play at Yankee Stadium, and their mascot is they don't have a mascot because we're the
Yankees. Hal Steinbrenner.
Yes, exactly. It is. It's Carlos Beltran.
Or Hank. No, Hank is the mascot. Right?
I feel like
Hal is now the face, but right. Hank is the mascot.
I feel like I always feel like Jabba Chamberlain is just like in perpetuity. For the mascot, for the
we ran that guy out of town.
I know he is, but I'm telling you, still, he'll always be a Yankee attacked by Canadian soldiers or midges.
Yes, eaten alive by midges in Cleveland.
Yeah, eaten alive. There's plenty. All right, so I give you the mascot. If you don't know, it's worth 10 points. If you don't need the clue, and if you need the clue, it's 5 points, and I'll give you the name of the stadium they play in and the mascot. There are only 5 of these.
I gotta do all 3, or you're gonna give me?
No, I'm gonna give you. There are 5 of these. I'm gonna give you the team and the affiliation. And if you know immediately the nickname, you can tell me. If you need a hint for 10 points, and if you need a hint, but you don't get 2 guesses. So if you guess wrong initially, you do not get the chance for the hint.
Okay.
Okay. Question number 1: the Trenton AAA baseball team.
Thunder.
Correct. Damn, Bell.
That
correct
is for 10 points. Yankees affiliate.
That's correct. They play at Arm and Hammer Park, and their mascot is Chase. Question number 2, the London NFL Europe team.
Monarchs.
Someone knows his NFL Europe. Well done. Correct. For 10 points, they played at Wembley Stadium, and their mascot was the Lion. No one ever gets the NFL Europe questions on these. I love that you are an aficionado. And the Rhine Fire. And then the Amsterdam, Amsterdam, please let us corrupt Kurt Warner Admirals. All right, question number 3: the Pepperdine men's and women's college basketball teams.
Blue Wave.
They are the Waves. I'm gonna go ahead and give it to you. That may be cheating. I'm gonna go ahead and give it to you. They are the Waves. They play at Firestone Fieldhouse, and their mascot is Roland the Wave.
Practically right up the street.
Yes.
Although 2.5 hours in LA traffic.
Yes, I remember going. I think it's somewhat not far from the airport. Correct.
Yeah, yes. Yep. You can go straight up.
When I lived in Santa
Monica.
That
was exciting being a trivia for everyone listening.
When I lived in Santa Monica, I always go by Pepperdine. They got like those rocks that like show the name of the school, right? Or something like that. Anyway, okay. Number 4, the Ball State, in honor of David Letterman, the Ball State men's and women's college basketball teams.
Hurricanes?
That is incorrect. I could have asked for a hint. This would have been helpful in this regard.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot.
I forgot the basic rules of the game. They play at the John E. Worthan Arena. Their mascot, which would have been very helpful in this regard, Charlie Cardinal. They are the Cardinals.
Yeah, I would have guessed the Charlies.
And, of course, fools! And number 5, the Los Angeles WNBA team.
That would be the Sparks.
Correct for 10 points. So they play at the Staples Center, and their mascot, unoriginally, is Sparky. Okay, so you are already well out of last place. Well done. You have now actually passed several people, so you're in good shape. Now it's just a matter of who else will you pass. We go into our final round, which is Outburst, the game when you played when you were a kid. We put 1 minute on the clock. I give you a category. It's Family Feud played really fast. You have 1 minute to shout out as many of them as you can. For example, if I said, list a name of disciples, you would have 1 minute to list off the names of many of the disciples as you can. And there are no wrong answers. You don't get penalized for saying a wrong one. So just go ahead and shoot away. I'll tell you yes or no for, after each one. Understood?
I understand.
All right. Good. All right. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. The old car horn of my iPhone will let you know when we're done. This is a new twist. We're going to see how this works.
Oh, man.
1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 characters, according to IMDb, the 10 characters who showed up on the most episodes of Mad Men.
The most, okay.
The most episodes. 1 minute on the clock, the 10 characters who showed up the most on Mad Men. 1 minute, go.
Don Draper.
Yes.
Betty Draper Francis.
Yes.
Peggy Olson.
Yes.
Joan Holloway Harris.
Yes.
Roger Sterling.
Yes, yes.
Pete Campbell.
Yes.
Sally Draper.
Yes.
You have seven. Harry Crane.
Yes.
Eight. Kenny Cosgrove.
Yes, you only need one more.
I'm probably forgetting someone big. Oh, Bert Cooper.
Bert Cooper. Correct.
Wow, no mistakes.
Well done.
10 for 10.
That's like a natural cycle. That was very well done.
I'm running around in a circle in my living room right now.
That was very well done. I guess that makes sense. Bert would have been my struggle.
I love me a Bert Cooper.
It was funny. Someone was pointing out recently too that like how at the beginning of the episode Ken of the series, Ken was the dick and got more likable as they went along. Whereas at the beginning, Harry was the most likable of that crew
and became just human garbage by the end.
Exactly. Exactly.
The most irredeemable piece of sideburned, furry collared human garbage.
Yeah, really went after him.
Yeah.
They really did.
Poor Rich Sommer, whatever he did to Matthew Weiner.
But all right. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the Yankees all-time 10 men who have hit the most home runs as New York Yankees. Not the 10 most people who have hit the most home runs who were at one point a Yankee.
The Yankees career homer list.
The people who have the most home runs while wearing a Yankees uniform. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Let's go. Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Mickey Mantle.
Yes.
Let's go, Joe DiMaggio.
Yes.
Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
I don't think Maris was there long enough.
No Maris.
No. Bernie Williams, I think, is like 10, yep. Right?
Bernie is there. Yes.
Bernie's 10. I'm going to guess that A-Rod might have stuck on there.
A-Rod's on there. You have six.
Who else do we got? How about a Moose Scourin?
No.
Too deep a cut.
Deep cuts.
I'm probably missing somebody really obvious. Yogi Berra.
Berra, yes. You have seven.
Let's do.
You have 10 seconds.
Elston Howard.
No.
Jorge Posada.
Yes, just at the. Wow. Just right. Under the buzzer. Well done. You got 8. I don't know if the car horn's coming through or not. You got 8. Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig, Bernie Williams, Alex Rodriguez, Yogi Berra, and Jorge Posada. You missed Greg Nettles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Derek Jeter.
Wow, he was in the top 10.
Yeah, he was in the top 10.
He had, 200 something.
Something. If you don't have the exact number.
I don't know. I don't have that at the tip of my fingers, as disgraceful as that is to me personally.
I feel like I don't even know who you are anymore.
The fact that I didn't even guess him. But you know what? He wasn't known for the home runs.
You are history's greatest monster.
And truth be told, Bernie Williams was always my favorite.
Of course. That must have been very emotional. Must have been very emotional. All right. Here we go. Getting back to the Mad Men theme. This one's a difficult. I'm curious to see how you do on this one. This is a tough one, but I'm excited to see how it works out. Give me the Box Office Mojo, and sorry, domestically we live in the United. We don't call it the United States of.
Some
world.
Of us live in a globalized marketplace.
We don't call it the United States of
with
Earth.
Borders that extend beyond our own.
To be honest, I don't even count Alaska, Hawaii, or frankly Arizona. We just don't count those. Oh, we do. I love all of those states. So these are the domestic grosses. And in the United States, Box Office Mojo, the 10 highest grossing movies featuring John Hamm. The 10 highest grossing movies featuring John Hamm. Voice counts.
Voice counts.
Voice
okay.
Does
I
count.
Can't think if he did a voiceover.
And it can be a small. It can be a small role. It can be a walk on. Any movie that he has appeared in, according to IMDb, the 10 highest grossing John Hamm movies. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
All right. The Town.
Yes.
Bridesmaids.
Yes.
Million Dollar Arm.
Yes.
Where else were you hiding, John Hamm? Those three. I'm like, I'm going to stall out of
three. Yeah, the
three. Three I knew right off the top of my head. Not the one that his wife directed.
Well, maybe, maybe not. if you can remember the name.
Well, maybe. It's Ted. He hasn't been in that many movies.
That's true. Could be on there.
I'm choking big time on this one. It's not fair to throw John Hamm's middling cinematic career
give
at me.
Give him time. Give him time.
The Town again.
The Town too. This time, he's Ben Affleck's really shirtless.
Madagascar 2.
No. You have 10 seconds.
I'm drawing a total blank.
All right, I'll let you.
There's a lot of comedies he was in, and I'm not remembering them right now.
Okay, so that is time. You got The Town, yeah. Bridesmaids, and Million Dollar Arm. Okay,
there's all right, well, watch me kick myself seven more times.
Okay, you might not. Okay, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Wow, with Keanu Reeves and Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
I'm just going to name fun facts about them just to show you that I know what those movies are.
Friends with Kids.
See, that was the one that his wife did direct, I believe. Not wife, partner.
Yes,
Push them into an arrangement they're uncomfortable with. Jennifer Westfeld.
Let's,
I actually thought that was. I didn't think that was going to make the top 10, but then again, he hasn't been in a ton of movies. So
surprisingly enough, the next one on here is also one of hers, Kissing Jessica Stein.
Oh, wow.
Kissing Jessica Stein is on here.
The better of the two movies.
Yes, very, very true.
The one that started it all.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they met, right? Right. That or that stud show that he was on, or whatever that was. The blind
studs,
date,
right?
Yeah, it was studs,
I believe
yeah.
It was studs. Yeah, yeah, with host Mark DiCarlo.
Yes, yes.
More trivia just flowing out of me. Once you open the floodgates, you can't slam them shut again.
So okay, the next is A Single Man.
Oh.
He is the man. He is an uncredited voice in A Single Man. The next is Shrek Forever After.
Okay, I had no idea he did that.
Though I assume he is also in the next Minions movie, so this will probably get on this list within an hour of release.
Okay.
Space Cowboys. He is in Space Cowboys.
Did not know that.
Sucker Punch.
Sucker really?
Punch. Yeah, he is in Sucker Punch. I remember him in Sucker Punch.
He bears the taint of Sucker Punch.
He's the one. Hey, if Oscar Isaac can survive Sucker Punch, so can John Hamm. Oscar Isaac is the bad doctor in that movie. John Hamm is the good doctor in that movie.
Okay.
I remember watching that movie being, I can't fucking believe they gave this guy Superman.
They sure did.
They
and
really
look what
did.
He did to it.
Exactly. and the next is We Were Soldiers. So nothing to be ashamed of.
This was an extremely high degree of difficulty.
That was a tough one. That's what you got for the 10 most reoccurring Mad Men characters. All right, two more, and we'll get you out of here in time.
Wow. I hope that neither of these are as hard as that one.
Neither of them are as hard as that one. Okay, 1 minute on the clock. As of right now, this second, May 26th, 8:21 p.m., give me the 10 baseball teams who have the most wins. The 10 baseball teams who have the most wins as of now. There are actually 11. There are two teams tied for the 11th spot. That's a bonus for you because it means
most wins. Okay.
Most wins. 1 minute on the clock. Name the 10 baseball teams with the most wins. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Go. Kansas City.
Yes.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
The Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
The Dodgers.
Yes.
Let us do. I mean, Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Right, just barely, probably.
Yes.
We are also doing. Oh, the Houston Astros.
Yes. You have six.
I have six, and how many? Okay.
10/11.
I don't think I'm going to say the Yankees just to say the Yankees as 11. Nope. Just that's probably the cutoff.
Nope.
Who else am I forgetting? The Angels are like 500.
Nope, no Angels.
No, it's not the Angels. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm missing somebody obvious, but... Nah.
Okay, time. Okay, you heard it. I just want to make sure you heard it.
I got all the hard ones.
Okay, so you got Royals, Cardinals, Twins, Dodgers, Rays, and Astros. You missed the Cubs, who are tied with the Rays at 24. The Tigers...
Okay.
The Mets.
Yeah.
The Giants and the Nationals.
Okay. The Nationals, that's right. Okay. The resurgent Washington Nationals.
Yes, stepping out of first place.
Maybe people shouldn't have buried them after everybody settled down. Washington Nationals.
Okay, I'm tallying, because there's one more left, I'm tallying to see what you're going to need. You have 18, 21, 27, this is the math part of the podcast. 27 plus the 100, so you're at 127, so you're in very good shape. Right now, with the last one set to go here, you are, let's see, throughout history, you just passed Lee Ellis from the starters. You are one behind Paul Feinbaum, two behind Seth Rosenthal, three behind Steven Madden and Matt Norlander and Joe Sheehan, four behind Bernie Miklas, five behind Andy Behrens, six behind Will Brinson and Randy Cesarelli. And so you're very respectable here.
I've got to come for Randy.
Yeah, you got to come for Randy. To get Randy, you need
just the way the eight. Yankees came for the Royals yesterday. Yes.
You need eight to tie Randy and nine to beat him.
All right, I won't get there.
All right.
But I'll get within shouting distance.
Here we hopefully. Go. Give me the category. 1 minute on the clock. The category is the 10 Yankees with the most hits in the Jeter era. So
in
since
the Jeter era.
Since 1996. Not counting Jeter.
Yeah.
The 10 Yankees since Derek Jeter came to the Yankees. The 10 Yankees who have the most base hits.
All right. This is actually going to be harder than it sounds, but.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yes.
Let's do Jorge Posada.
Yes.
Let's do Mark Teixeira.
Yes.
Let us do. Tino Martinez.
No. Yes, sorry. No. Yes, yes.
Aha.
Yes.
Let's see. Brett Gardner.
Yes.
Robbie Cano.
Yes.
You
have six. You have A-Rod.
Johnny Damon.
Damon, yes. Well done.
You
have A-Rod, Posada, Teixeira, Martinez, Gardner, Cano, and Damon.
Paul O'Neill, did he squeeze in there?
No, I'm giving you an extra 3 seconds, 5 seconds, because I've interrupted you, though.
Oh. I'm not going to. Okay, if it's not Paulie.
Two. Four,
and Bernie. And did I say Bernie?
You did not say Bernie. You have Bernie. Two more. Five Bernie seconds left.
And.
Time. Well right. done. You tied Randy. Well done at 135. You got Alex Rodriguez, Jorge Posada, Mark Teixeira, Tino Martinez, Brett Gardner, Robinson Cano, Johnny Damon, and Bernie Williams. The ones you missed, Jason Giambi.
Oh, wow. Yep. See, I was going first base and I missed the.
And
the big galoot staring me right in the face.
He is a galoot. And Alfonso Soriano.
Oh, okay.
Alfonso Soriano. But nothing to be ashamed of. You were all worried, and you got 135, a very solid total. Thank you, Mark. I know you have to
Where does that rate? Where
that rate's 135 ties you with Randy Zero. You're in the top 10 all time.
That's not bad. I'll take that.
There's nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever. So congratulations. Thank you for playing. This was very fun. I will have you on again to do, I guess I'll get caught up on Game of Thrones, and we'll do a Game of Thrones before the last episode podcast.
We'll do some Thrones. We'll do some baseball. It'll be good.
That was very fun. But thank you for coming on.
All right.
And thanks for having fun with me. And
thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks to Mark Lasanti. You can follow him on Twitter, at Mark Lasanti, MarkLisanti. This is Willis Experience Podcast. Music by the Sundogs. We'll be back with House of Footer next week. Have a great week. Be safe, all.